imagine you didn't know there was rich people. So if you didn't know, life could be any better. You had no concept that your life could be better. Or you had no concept that there's some people who work less hard than you.
But if I didn't know there was other podcasts.
Yes. Imagine I thought
this level of treatment I receive, the back and forth.
Shut up.
Was the height of how good it could get. Yeah. This is it, yeah.
That is better.
That is it, yeah. I'd be like, everyone's co-host passes out 5 minutes in and then shouts at him when he wakes up.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. I'm Bobby Mayer.
And I'm Red Richardson. Welcome and thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming along on this journey.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual journey every
week. Yeah. One day people might look back and go, that was interesting.
The idea of someone looking back at a podcast in like 100 years
is terrifying.
Yeah.
The stupid, idiotic things that are said. There's too many now, I think, podcasts. Do you not agree?
There should be a call.
Celebrities with podcasts. Who cares what Gwyneth Paltrow thinks about anything? Just everyone has one. Emily Ratajkowski has one.
If I could travel back to, and I don't know if she's known for like talking. That's not what she's like famous for.
She's a model, famously not talking.
Yes,
but she's got one. Just like even like just some this guy who was the lead in Entourage.
Why doesn't OJ have one yet?
He should.
The thing is, OJ is good on like Twitter and those short. Like snippets, but you can't really just let him freestyle because he might admit.
He would admit probably 5 eps in by mistake. Yeah. And that's why I killed her. Use Athletic Greens for clean mental state. But no, they're everywhere and it's becoming a problem. I see too many people with them and it's a crowded field. We're trying to stand out. But how can we stand out when reality TV stars...
We can use our time machine, go back to 2005, kill whoever thought of the podcast, but then invented ourselves.
Yeah. Who was the first podcast? Adam Carolla or something?
No, it wasn't Adam Carolla. It was someone else. I saw the guy interviewed, but I don't remember his name. But we kill him, and then we do it first.
We do it first. And people would still probably shit on us.
No, we'd be innovators.
Jody, you were saying to me before we pressed record that he had a conspiracy theory he wants to bring up this week. I said... save it for the pod, because now we can't have conversations. Everything has to be used as content.
Jody tries to speak to me off camera. I say, Jody, save it for the pod. He's like, I'm going to be late. I'm like, save it for the pod, Jody.
He rang me from hospital. He said, I'm bleeding out. I've been stabbed.
Save it for the pod.
Save it, Jody. So what
is it? Everything is content now.
Everything is interesting.
Yes.
Red Richardson takes a dump.
No one's interested.
We never know.
You'd lose followers.
You never know. I'd gain some real trusty ones, I tell you that.
The followers you gain from posting about your shits are followers you can rely on for life.
Good. Yeah, no, completely. And I'm close to doing that.
Bill Cosby wife right there. Not going anywhere.
No, not at all. Loyal, supportive, to the bitter end. Jody, does this conspiracy theory have any racial elements to it? Because I'm not up for that today.
No, I thought due to that being frowned upon in content generally
it is. It's
nowadays.
Not good for content. Yeah.
It's good for it is actually good for content in terms of getting clicks and views, but not good for people's opinions of you.
Yeah, but then you can't do ads on it as well.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is why we refrain from that. No, I'm just kidding.
The idea. Listen, here at The Year Is, we're against racism because it's bad for business.
Yeah, because Manscaped frown upon that sort of behavior. And when Manscaped got involved, we realized...
Hey, they trial sponsored us for a month. It didn't work out.
For a month, it didn't work out. We don't like them.
We didn't sell enough underwear.
That's not true. Well, I'm sure we sold a lot.
We sold some,
not enough for their greedy paws.
Listen, we'd love to work with them again. Let's not call them.
No, well, yeah, we can, but you know, they're gonna have to apologize
for not.
They're gonna have to kneel to the podcast.
Yeah.
No, they just have to send one more bull trimmer.
I still use it. Still use it. I use it on my face.
Did Jody get any merch?
I didn't know. I need a bull trimmer for my head.
Jody, I'm sorry.
I have ball cream they gave me.
Yeah,
I
we can give Jody some nut
it's
cream.
Ball deodorant, yeah. Jody, if you want your balls to smell nice. I don't know if it's flavorless, though, because the idea of, like, if you're worried about your balls smell, that means someone's really nearby, and the odds are the balls are going to someone's mouth, and then it's like... But then it like then they're putting deodorant in their mouth, which seems grosser than just a clean ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Might be allergic to it as well.
Yeah.
Also, if you're gonna suck, if you go on a date with someone and then for some reason it goes so well, you end up in the position where you're sucking their balls, and they've got to, you go. You thought this was going to happen.
Yeah.
You disgusting deviant.
Yeah, stop.
You were ready for this.
And also, I don't know what other people's balls are like, but when I shower, my balls are good for the day.
Mm.
I don't need deodorant.
That's you saying that. If I asked your dog, Sonny, he'd probably have a different opinion.
My dog.
By 5 o'clock.
That is a horrific incident.
That's why there's dog vomit all over your shower door. Anyway. Jody,
you can't anyway that. You can't anyway after you say my dog licks my balls and vomits.
Have you heard of the Black Eye Club?
No. The Black Eye Club.
Have either of you had a black eye before?
Loads, yeah.
I've had a black eye, yeah.
Oh, right, okay then.
Yeah. Look at me, Jody. Listen to how I speak and the things I say. Go on.
So, yeah, there's a conspiracy theory on like made its way across TikTok connecting celebrities and politicians with black eyes to the Illuminati and QAnon.
Mm-hmm.
Some even trying to connect it to a reptilian race.
reptilian race.
Yeah, I thought, sorry.
Because they have the scar tissue.
Hashtag Black Eye Club, 3.8 million views on platform. And it's basically about just like how many celebrities just are always like appearing with black eyes, always the left eye as well. And so, yeah, the theorists think it's kind of like some kind of ritual that they have to partake in to get into the Illuminati.
What, do you have to punch themselves in the eye?
Or someone.
I think you just need a lot of money and then you're allowed in the club.
It used to be like they talk about like killing a child. Now they're like, you have to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Well, some kind of injection from a chemical called adrenochrome.
Okay. And they just inject that.
Derived from children's blood.
That makes more sense.
There we go.
Now I'm on board. Wasn't into it before. That's definitely true. Who's in the club? Who's appearing with a black eye in public? Also, again, if you're in the Illuminati, you wouldn't leave signs for people with cannabis psychosis in their mid-30s to discover and put on TikTok.
Cannabis psychosis.
Well, I saw it come up on my Twitter because there was a picture of the Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and Andrew with black eyes. There's also the Pope, Kanye West, Doja Cat.
Who punched the Pope in the face?
Well, it's not. It's through injection. They're saying it's through the injections in the eye. And it's also...
I mean, the Pope's the head of the church. He doesn't need to be in the Illuminati. He is. He's
have a black eye with everyone? What happened?
Wait, Jody, do you actually...
No. But
do you know how many ways you can get a black eye?
But everyone in their life has had a black eye once.
Yeah. He could have opened the door on his face.
You have to get hit in the eye.
Yeah.
But I think...
Jody, are you going mad? I'm worried looking at you.
I don't believe it. I just thought it was kind of like a fascinating,
are
like, where the hell did that come
theories
from?
You do believe, Jody?
I thought you were going to say Jewish people run the banks or something. That's what I expected.
No, the point that they always have security around them. So,
what,
like,
the Pope? Yeah.
Yeah, and but all these people are getting black eyes or like, yeah. So
yeah, you know why they do? Have you heard of John Lennon?
I get that, but
if
like...
If you're famous, people want to... You know, we have a small fan base. There's still people I wouldn't want to meet who message me. From our minuscule position
of
power.
I'd actually like to meet all of them because they're always on my side.
Yeah. I just saw Bobby's daughter just walk past in the most cute pink hat, and I feel terrible talking about what we're talking about, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Are there any I believe in? Probably just Jeffrey Epstein,
which everyone agrees that he was
actually a really gentle lover.
He was set up by Little Mix.
But he didn't kill himself.
Oh, yeah, that, well...
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think, I remember, I talked to normal people, like, oh, that guy was murdered. Like, everyone knows he was, like, yeah.
But it's not the official kind of rule. No one can really say it with a straight face. Yeah.
There's probably, like, proof of him calling the Samaritans. They got recorded, but it sounds eerily like Bill Clinton doing impression.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, maybe he was killed. I can handle that one. The rest of them, I'm just going, I mean... I know you're mental, and this makes life seem a bit more fun, but sometimes life is just boring, and you should just admit that.
It would be so exciting to feel like you're in a movie all the time.
Of course, and that's what they do. And then they go, they'll see someone doing this in a photo, or something, and you go, yeah, but they're not going to leave clues. Why? What are you on about? They'll just call each other and say, let's meet on the island. And by the way, you're a billionaire, so don't punch yourself in the eye. You've earned too much to have to do things like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a great debunking of the moon conspiracy, the moon conspiracy by Eddie Izzard on the Kevin Pollak podcast, so people should go check that out.
Okay. More content.
Yeah. Eddie Izzard was saying, I can prove the Americans landed on the moon just by logic. The Russians were the first ones in space. The Russians were the first ones round the moon. The Russians were winning every race to space with America. The Cold War was just like huge. They were just up against each other all the time, getting dirt on each other, whatever. Then America landed on the moon. If the Russians doubted that they landed on the moon, they'd be able to prove it, and they'd be like, no, you didn't. But that isn't the case at all. So
yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Yeah,
debunked on the pod with Jody Vandenberg.
Via the Kevin Pollak podcast.
Well, we don't have to shout him out. We did it here first, because we are in a time machine, and so actually,
yeah,
we're broadcasting for the world's first ever podcast.
I went dancing this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, everyone else was high on MDMA and coke, and I was sober.
Yeah,
and no one told me they loved me.
That is very funny.
If you hang out with a bunch of people on MDMA and none of them tell you they love you, it really makes you think.
It means they actually hate you.
I know. That's what I thought.
Because usually people just say it to anyone.
Yeah, I was expecting more hugs.
Mm-hmm. More like, how are you, man?
It was a great time. Mm-hmm. I was there with great people.
Yeah.
In Manchester,
yeah. My friend Johnny Pelham. I've done his podcast. George Zach, a great comedian.
When did you do Johnny's podcast?
His lovely girlfriend, who I won't name because I don't know if she wants her name public.
When did you do Johnny's podcast?
A while ago.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Moonlighting.
Yeah.
I see. Johnny's eating a banana again, which is good. Well, guys, we are. And some people may know what year we're doing today, because there was an error on Instagram earlier today when Jody announced that this week's episode was 1948, meaning the one he just published today being Wednesday, the 3rd of May, which was actually, can't remember the year. But anyway, here we are.
Can't remember the episode that happened last week.
Yeah.
1923. The image was right.
The image was right, but Jody said 1948. And the reason he said this is because I WhatsApped Jody and going, we're doing 1948 today, and Jody was typing, and he's like Will Ferrell in Anchorman. He has to read off the cue. And so I put information in his brain, and he just uploaded it onto the internet.
I did, yeah, yeah. Then felt
but the
silly.
Keen eyes will have noticed, probably no one cares.
Well, Red Richardson cares.
No, I don't. I don't, Jody, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, no reason to point it out to me then.
Ooh. Eat your banana and shut up, Jody.
No abusing Jody.
No, as if you can fuck off.
We can't just have this toxic atmosphere.
They'd
where you
play
just,
you treating
you just
talking
turn
to
the
him.
Podcast into abusing Jody.
Oh, oh God.
Just because somebody's killed a couple kids.
Oh my God.
And is legally not allowed to be alone with animals, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you can mock him.
I'm sorry, Jody.
No, I didn't take anything against
it. Okay, good. Well, anyway, enough on that. Let's get down to the reason we're all here. History. We are going back to 1948.
Sorry, that was just my channeling 1948.
What, because it was boring, 1948?
Yeah, well, I mean, you chose the year, and I just like...
Okay, is that not a good year for you?
No, I'm excited about it.
Okay, well, 1948... Mahatma Gandhi is assassinated. Now, this is very, very interesting because he was assassinated on the same day a great man was born.
Okay, 1948, I'm going to guess.
But he was born 58, 68, 78, 88, 41 years later. Whose birthday is January the 30th?
My friend Dom's.
Oh, fuck off, Joe. Bobby?
Wait, so January 30th.
Do you have any friends that were born?
January 30th,
1989.
You.
Yes, me. 41 years to the day that Gandhi was killed, I was born. Is that not
a symbol?
Are the pieces coming together now, Jody?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, the pieces are coming together.
Yeah. But that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I've never looked too much into the assassination of Gandhi. Too depressing. Also, it spoiled my birthday for many years. I found out the guy who killed him tried to do it three times before, from 1944.
Were they aware of it?
Yeah.
His attempts.
And Gandhi had a no pressing charges policy. So the guy should have been in jail. He tried to kill Gandhi loads. There was once where Gandhi was doing a speech and they had a grenade and they threw it into the crowd to distract them, like throw it just to the side of them. Grenade explodes. Gandhi's doing his speech, goes, oh shit, and the plan was to throw the other grenade. But the guy went, actually, and had a change of heart and just dropped the grenade on the floor and legged it. Tried again another time. And then the third time, he managed to shoot and kill him. So he really, really was going for it. And they kept running away and then coming back. Usually with these things, he goes, this person a psycho and it was maybe could have been. So this guy wanted to kill him. He wanted him dead. His name, thank God Bobby's not reading out the names on this one, was Nathuram Vinayak Godse.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Another weird thing, January 30th, 1933, Hitler was voted into power. So there's a lot of mixed messages.
Yeah. Do you believe in numerology? I guess so.
Why? What? Give us the.
Oh God!
Who's the foundation of numerology? Jody?
Well, that numbers all connect and mean something and make sense, which is what you're.
I think they could be.
Yeah.
They could be. What day were you born, Jody? What's your date of birth?
I was born July 4th.
Okay. Oh.
Which,
American Independence.
Yeah. When
July 4th. Worst people born that day. I'll have a look.
Jim Morrison died 3rd of July 1971.
That's the day before it.
Yeah. So he was just hanging around though for a day and 11 years, and that's where I came from.
Famous people that were born: Malia Obama. That's not really very impressive, is it? You share a birthday with Obama's daughter, Jody.
Imagine you could find out who you were the reincarnation of. Like, okay, what?
We just did.
So reincarnation's real,
mm-hmm.
And then they're like, "Listen, you're Gandhi reincarnated," but you get told at like 40. Because if they tell you too young, it can fuck people up. So when you're 40, you find out you're the reincarnation of Gandhi, but you haven't done anything with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like...
Well, you're having a break because you smashed last life.
Yeah, but this life, none of whatever was going on for him in the last life came into you. It's just like the lazy parts.
Around.
All you got was the sitting around Gandhi. You didn't get any of the doing Gandhi.
Yeah.
How would that change? Would it prompt you to be better?
No. I think I've done enough. I am Gandhi, and anyone who doesn't believe that is a hater.
Neil Simon was born the same day as me.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty
good. What's your favourite song of his? Can you sing it?
Neil Simon, the playwright, who did The Sunshine Boys and The Odd Couple.
What's he called?
Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Who's Neil Simon?
Playwright, wrote The Odd Couple, The Sunshine Boys... Loads of
The Odd Couple, later turned
plays.
Into a movie. The Odd Couple.
Never heard of any of that.
Have you seen the movie
Walter
The Odd
Matthau,
Couple?
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau. It was a 90s classic with these two old men who were best, or they hated each other.
You're thinking
neighbors.
Of Glengarry Glen Ross, which
not,
is a completely
no,
different movie.
The Odd Couple. It's amazing.
I have actually heard of that.
No, you're talking about Grumpy Old Men. That was the 90s. The Odd Couple was 60s.
I thought they remade it.
No.
Oh, but they remade it with the same actors. Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men 1 and 2, the 90s.
But then Odd Couple is Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau also.
Yeah, from the 60s.
They're the same actors, different...
Yeah.
Same vibe, though. That's
the whole
point. They're still an odd couple.
Yeah.
They would have called it the Odd Couple movie if they could have.
They could have, yeah.
The weird is sort of Gandhi was a pacifist, so it does seem shooting him is quite a extreme.
Not everyone's a pacifist.
No, but it's, you know, you're bringing a gun to not a fight.
Gandhi wasn't. Yeah, but Gandhi, you know, of course we like him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the British liked the guy.
Well, he was on Apple.
Yeah, but of course.
Advertising,
Of course the British liked the guy who's like, listen, you've done all this horrifically violent shit, which you have not been punished for.
Mm.
I think we should just be peaceful and you should
leave.
Well,
the British hated him as well.
Yeah, but now...
Churchill hated him. You know, it was like, oh, now we've gone, you know...
But now think of positively. But in India, he's not thought of that positively because he... You know, he didn't want to fight.
Well, he would get 12-year-olds to lie in bed with him and then go, I'm not going to fuck him, not going to fuck.
That was his niece, and, yeah, uncomfortable to dissect.
Interesting. Very interesting. Also, we've discussed it before, but there is history of a few slurs, I think, at some point in his life.
Yeah.
Letters he sent back home, which shouldn't, that's like leaking a WhatsApp, I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah.
The thing is these legends, Gandhi, Jesus... Martin Luther King. They are so lucky.
Two of them are real people. One of them is Jesus.
Jesus was a real person.
How do you know?
Because there was a guy called Jesus. He just didn't walk on water or anything.
There's no historical evidence of Jesus existing.
Shroud of Turin, you idiot. Anyways.
The Shroud of Turin.
No, yeah. They do think Jesus was a real person. It was just like a cult leader who, you know.
Who really had...
Yeah, of course. He didn't come... It wasn't from nowhere, any of that. The Shroud of Turin, do you know what that is?
No.
So it's basically, they found marks on a towel base or a shroud.
Okay.
And they're like, this is Jesus's face. You can see it looks like Jesus. Okay. But it's such like inconclusive bullshit evidence. Like someone just, it could be you. But they go, no, you can see it's Jesus from the way
that
it looks.
That makes me think maybe I'm the reincarnation of Jesus.
Very possibly. Very boy died younger than you. So you're doing well on that front.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have WhatsApp or any sort of, you couldn't be outed on Twitter for Gandhi's like, oh, the stuff Gandhi used to say and stuff like that. You know, now it would be like, this you, hun, Gandhi saying bad stuff about African people. So you just sort of got to die and no one fucked with your legacy in a way. No one sort of prodded. Well, they do a bit, but I think people go, I don't care. That's who he is. He's been in the Apple advert. Once you're in there, you're safe.
Is that how it works?
It is. What was it? Ali, Steve Jobs, Gandhi.
Bob Dylan, John Lennon.
Yeah, fine. Mm. Absolutely fine. Those guys are untouchable. But anyway, on the day that Gandhi died, the 1948 Winter Olympics opened in St. Moritz, Switzerland. St. Moritz, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay, St. Moritz.
Never been.
I'm sure you haven't been.
Yeah, they have skiing in Switzerland, so it makes sense they'd have the Winter
Olympics. This is what they're doing. But imagine Gandhi's just died. And you're hosting the Winter Olympics, and you're like, hey, guys, Gandhi's died, but we've got skiing coming up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
One of the world's biggest heroes has just died, but we've got guys skiing. Also, in Switzerland, it's 1948. How many Nazis do you think were hidden amongst the competitors of that time, you know?
They wouldn't be competing. They'd be hiding.
No, they might just pretend to be Swiss. Or they go, I've been in a coma since 1939, and the reason I have SS tattooed on my arm is because my name is Sebastian Stryker.
That still sounds like a real Nazi name, though.
It could be a Nazi name. It could be. But yeah, so Gandhi dies, but don't worry, guys. You can ski. Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club was founded... in 1948.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think bikers are always ugly. I think if a hot guy tried to be a biker,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't let them in. They'd say, grow your beard, grow your hair, don't wash it,
mm-hmm.
put on some dirty leather.
You could get yourself in trouble saying that.
Sell some speed.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Racially abuse someone, and then you can be a biker.
It's a weird life, isn't it? It's like I didn't grow up. I kind of half me goes, is this fun? But when you see, have you ever been in a town when there's just bikers coming into town, and there'll be like 50 of them?
They're so loud.
And they're so loud. And also you just go, what are you doing? Like, you all like transport. Is that what this is?
Yeah, they love being moved places.
Yeah. But they all do it together. It's like, but you're not just... And then they'll stop, have a pint, and then keep driving. I suppose driving in convoy might be fun. I don't know. I just don't understand the appeal of it.
Well, it's a feeling of achieving something without actually achieving anything.
Yeah. Well, you're part of a club, aren't you? And you don't have to talk, which might mean why bikers are always so socially inept. And that's why they enjoy being on the bike, because they can just... and they don't have any personality. You just wear the leathers and then And then you drive, and
I'm terrified of motorcycles.
Yeah, I wouldn't do one.
No,
I wouldn't. I'd just look at the ground and go, ah, and then fall off. I think.
Yeah,
it goes way too fast. You're not a bike, Jody?
Yeah, no, I'm not into bikes.
Don't want to slide in some leathers, join a gang.
They tell you it's a gang, but actually, it's just a sex club.
They now have 3,600 members.
That's not as many as you'd think. I would have guessed.
Many police and international intelligence agencies, including United States Department of Justice and Europol, consider the club an organized crime syndicate.
What?
Have you read Hunter S. Thompson's book about the Hells Angels? No. I believe it's called Hells Angels.
That's a apt title.
It is a good title. Yeah, he got close to them. They hung out for ages, and then they end up beating him up at the end.
Why?
Because one of them, like, hit a woman or something. He kind of thought he was in with them. And then you think he saw someone hit in his book. One of them punches a woman. Which, any time I get beaten up, guess why it is.
Because someone punched a woman. You're the hero. So you're still the hero. Even
it's never
lost.
Me sort of launching a milkshake at someone on the bus or anything like that. Not that I've done that. But you know what I mean? I think every man who's ever been beaten up is because someone was being mean to a woman. But, they all kick the shit out of him. And he gets beaten at the end. Now, they still hate him. There's a guy called Sonny Barger who was their head. And he did an interview saying, I still hate Hunter S. Thompson because he never gave us any money for the book. But you didn't write the book.
Yeah.
You dicks.
Yeah, you existed.
And so they all just drive around and cause shit. And then they, you know. But they're all selling speed. They've all got knives. Wouldn't want to fuck with them. Which is why Jody should release Bobby saying they're all ugly as a clip.
No.
I'll start posting it in Hell's Angels Facebook groups.
Listen, they know how they look. Not just them, anyone on a motorcycle.
Mm. The other group, so they had a rivalry. Well, the group started after breaking off from so this was an offset of an original biker group called the Pissed Off Bastards.
Okay.
It was started by Otto Freddy, a World War II veteran. And he left the Pissed Off Bastards and started the Hells Angels, which is a great name.
Yeah. I mean, I would say 90% of the reason I think I know who the Hells Angels are is because of their name.
Yeah.
They chose. There's tons of other biker gangs.
No.
But that one stuck because
good marketing.
It sounds cool.
Oh, Sonny Barge is deceased.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He did look quite cool, actually. He's not that ugly either. Interesting. Maybe they're not all. If you are in the Hells Angels and you listen to this or have a friend, just remember I said you're not that bad. And it's Bobby that you want. His Wikipedia's massive. My God.
He did a lot.
Died of liver cancer, age 33, at his home in Livermore. Livermore died of liver cancer in Livermore. Am I right? California.
Oh, please.
His death. Well, I mean, come on. That's kind of. I don't like puns either.
You ever have this? I just get hit with this rush of tiredness where I'm finding it hard to keep my eyes open.
I know. I'm trying to find it hard to do the podcast while you're falling asleep.
But I didn't. I was wide awake before you got here.
Mm.
Does that ever happen to anyone?
You've probably been spiked by Jody.
Oh, God. Jody.
I'm literally doing the podcast to a dead person.
Jody.
The person that killed him.
Jody. Yeah, and Jody.
Jody brought a...
Lucky I didn't have a fucking Fanta beforehand. Jody that's what I might want to say.
Jody brought a drink for the neighborhood kids and accidentally gave it to me.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Did you drank the one that said...
Oh, no. I'm going to wake up in 3 days chained to a radiator with Jody putting me into a tutu.
Oh, God.
Is that what Mabel was trying to say then? Because she kept taking him off my drink. Off me, she was trying to like send a message.
My 1 year old was trying to warn me that Jody's trying to kill me.
Okay, this is just mental what I've just found out. Oh, I thought that was Sunny for a second. My God, I can pod in extreme circumstances. I could probably pod live in the Ukraine war.
For anyone that didn't hear, the baby just cried. That was all that happened. A baby cried.
And Bobby's literally. Coming in and out of consciousness.
I just got hit by a wave of tiredness.
GHB.
Jody drugged me.
I go, World War II. Oh, no, second, 1948. You're like, ugh.
I don't think, I think it's fine if when you're talking, I sleep and then I wake up for my part.
No, because we also film this. We find on audio, I'd actually prefer the episode
prefer
if you were asleep throughout all of them, be honest. But the fact that we're filming it makes it
hard.
It's
always a good...
Because can you imagine watching this? I've watched other shows on YouTube that have, the name, all this design and stuff like that. And if there's just a blue room with a man fucking falling asleep next to me while I read off a laptop.
I made the blue room for you. I got the cameras.
No, I know, I know.
You could have got a sign. This is your own lady.
I know
what
you mean.
Wait, I did everything.
Yeah. All I'm saying is...
You could have got a sign. You chose not to.
I'm not blaming... All I'm saying is it's a hard watch if you're watching this. I'm sorry.
Way to sell it, right?
But you know what I mean, though? Like, what way to sell it? Well, usually it's great when
he's... It's a great watch.
We need to get him on cocaine.
No, I can't go back to that. I just got hit by this wave. I'm just going
to... Would you just sleep and I'll just talk to the audience? This has been my dream since the start. Yeah. No, I found out something that will wake you up. This is actually fascinating.
Okay.
Guess who spoke? You will not be able to guess in a million years. So 7,000 people went to Sonny Barger, who was the head honcho of the Hell's Angels from the 60s, because he was the boss when Hunter S. Thompson wrote
what
the book.
What city was this in?
It was in...
Because that can help me.
It wasn't in Livermore, I'll tell you that. It was in... It was in Oakland Coliseum in East Oakland. 7,000 people come, and it was held at Motorsports Racetrack in Stockton on 24th of September 2022. Guess who spoke at the funeral?
1948.
No. This is 2000. This is 2022. Oh, it's his death. Just try and work out. You'll never be able to guess.
Greta.
No, nope. I know.
The opposite of Greta.
I know who it is.
Who?
Tucker Carlson.
How would you know that?
Because I read the other day, I read Tucker Carlson's Wikipedia. And in it, he said, Tucker Carlson spoke at the Hell's Angel founders. Funeral.
That's because you'd think he'd hate the Hell's Angels.
But you, well, he's a white supremacist. They also are white supremacists.
No, but they also make a lot of noise. And you know, you'd think it'd be like, you get inside and read a book.
They're white nationalists.
Yeah.
That's why they all like each other. Racial purity is their, what they have in common.
He was on the NBC, though, so he was on the left and got fired.
Who Tucker was?
And he was on CNN and he got fired. So he just moved spectrums so he could find somewhere
Tucker
that would like
the
him.
Fucker.
Yeah.
That's probably what they call him.
Now he got fired from Fox.
Now he's fired from Fox. It doesn't matter. He's going to walk in. He'll have a pod soon. Add that to the list of content to
enjoy.
You
never know what Fox has on him. They could be like, listen, if you do anything else, we'll bury
what
you.
What do you think they got? They're like... We know that you dated a Chinese lady once. Yeah, yeah.
No, but like anything. They could have anything on them. They could have dick pics. He's a what?
The Hell's Angels hated the Christian right, it didn't like the Hell's Angels. You know, when they went to the Deep South and they thought they were just these like lawless pieces of shit.
But now the Christians in America are more obsessed with what's effective. Like, it's not like Christians on a moral level like Trump, but Trump got abortion, Roe v. Wade overturned, so then they're okay with Trump. You know, they're about practical goals towards moving to a society which is closer to how they want the world to be.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily how I want the world to be, but that's, so they're not, you know, they're pragmatic people themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly.
Yeah.
But he said, he quoted Barger saying, stay loyal, remain free, and always value honor. Adding, I want to pay tribute to the man who spoke those words. There we go.
Question is.
Yeah, how many sexual assault raps did he probably have?
I don't know. What I would say, I wonder if Tucker would come on The Year Is, you know?
Oh my God.
What?
His first wife died after undergoing an illegal abortion.
Ooh. Barges, we're still on Barges.
Yeah, he started dating a lady called Sharon Gruckle, former beauty queen from Livermore. I hope she was
the greatest beauty of Livermore.
Yeah, she's the hottest woman in Tumorland.
I think we need to go do a live pod in Livermore. It's all going.
We
down.
Could and see if any bitch Hell's Angels show up and fucking see what they're made of. Just kidding. He got throat cancer in 1983.
Okay.
Didn't die. He's, to be fair, this guy's pretty tough. Keep getting married. He's married like 6 times. It is weird. Have you ever been to more than, like, if you go to quite a few of one man's wedding?
I've never been.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, we're not quite old enough yet, but.
No, but I'm looking forward to, like, someone's number 5. You know?
Yeah, that'd be amazing to go to all 5 of someone's weddings and just have to look at the 5th bride in the eye and say, congratulations.
Yeah, this was the best one yet.
Yeah.
I felt he meant it more this time, you know.
I really think he's changed for you.
I mean, 1 was bad. 2 was we were shocked when it ended. But 4 was definitely not a keeper. So we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Kind of after a few, you're going, what's the point?
Yeah.
Ric Flair keeps getting divorced and he's just paying alimony constantly.
Oh.
But like, it's just like, you're fucking dumb. And I saw him in a video of him talking about, he said, this is the one. I finally found the one. Yeah, but you did before. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked him. Anyway. But yeah, I think to live for 36 more years after getting throat cancer is pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really do anything. He just lived. Ooh. The doctors did it.
Oh, my God. Due to his vocal cords being removed, Barger learned to vocalize using the muscles in his esophagus. Is this a... Fuck me, this guy's hardcore. Wow. Domestic assault, 2003.
What?
Yes.
You're telling me the leader of the Hells Angels wasn't kind to women?
I know. Not good. She might have kicked his bike or something, you never know. Don't judge till you know the phone. No, I'm kidding. Anyway...
Sorry, do you know about the Rolling... Are you going to get to the Rolling Stones concert?
Oh, no, I know about that, though.
Yeah, so...
With the bodyguard, when they were security and they killed the kid.
Yeah. So
in 1948?
No, this is 71 or something? 72.
69, the Rolling Stones still saw it, decided it was a good idea to hire the Hells Angels as their security.
What was the gig called again? Where was
that
it?
That was at Altamont.
Oh, yeah. And they call this along with the Manson murders, it was like, this is the end of the 60s.
Yeah.
So Hells Angels, Alan Passario stabbed a gun-wielding 18-year-old named Meredith Hunter to death just 20 feet in front of the stage where Mick Jagger was performing Under My Thumb. Unaware that someone had died, the Rolling Stones completed their set without further incident, bringing to an end to a tumultuous day that also saw 3 accidental deaths and 4 live births.
Yeah.
At the gig.
Oh.
Well, actually, it balanced out.
I was born if at anything, a Rolling Stones gig. Yeah.
No, but if
cool
anything...
Cool story, but I bet the rest of your life was hell.
They lost 3... So how many people died at the gig? 3 or 4?
Well, there's total. 3 accidental deaths and 1 stabbing.
Okay, so 4 people died at the gig. And 4 people were born at the gig. Mm-hmm. Same number of people left the gig.
This is like me and Gandhi, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a video of Mick Jagger on stage going, all right, everyone chill out. And he's like, shut up, you wanker. Someone's just been stabbed. But he's trying to calm everyone down.
Well, he didn't know.
No, but he's just wearing like this frilly outfit. Like, chill out, everyone. And there's like fucking Hells Angels kicking people and hitting them with
balls. But the guy deserved the stabbing.
No, he didn't at all. No. He did have a gun, but like they were like...
You're allowed to carry a gun.
I think he was off his
open
face.
Open carry state.
Off his face and...
It was a girl, Meredith.
No, it was a boy. I know it sounds like
Meredith.
A girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's strange for a boy to have a girl's name.
Well,
so the stabbing, but then did the Hells Angel get put on trial?
I don't think so. I think they got away with it. I think they got away with it. The Stones got sued and were like, man, it's a drag, but it's not our fault. You know, just classic like rock star. They all got in a helicopter and fucked off when it kicked
You
up.
Would?
Yeah. But you kind of started that.
He was acquitted on self-defense.
Yeah, that's the thing. That can happen. It can happen. Even though we know, you know, you go, like Don King murdered 3 people before he became famous. Genuinely. Kicked a man to death. I think he got away on self-defense of that.
He's
an unlucky guy.
If you kick a man once and he dies, maybe self-defense. But like,
yeah, if you do it 10 times and then remove your crocodile shooter, then beat them all. With
that's actually whatever. Quite impressive though. Because what year was that? Probably 70s or something. 80s?
No, maybe 60s.
If
50s.
If you're to be a black man in America, kick someone to death and get away with it.
I don't think he did it to white people.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think it is as progressive as you think.
Yeah, 54.
I'm saying if anything, you must be good in court.
Of course. What was it, 54?
54, yeah. And Don King's a talker. He can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to chat, the guy. That's for sure.
And there's no DNA then, so you just, you know, you just, whatever happened is whatever you say happened.
Oh, my God. Well, that was a fun little segment. 1948. I don't know why I keep saying 1848. 1948. Touring Australian set an all-time first-class record by scoring 721 runs in a day against Essex.
What?
So the Australian cricket team come to England 3 years after the end of the Second World War. Most of our men are dead, and they decide to come over.
Most of their... They've lost a lot of men also.
I googled it earlier in preparation. Some of us come prepared. 30,000 people from Australia died in the Second World War.
Yeah, it's not about how many people died, it's about... Yeah, but there was probably 60,000 people in Australia then. There wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah, that's through the ratios.
No.
It is, yeah. It is a ratio thing, no, right? No, it's not a number.
Population of Australia. Go on, Jody.
In 1948.
Australia.
You can't trust him to Google this, Jody.
In 1948.
Under 6 or 7 million.
7,708,761.
Okay, so that's one in...
Yeah, so that's absolutely fuck all. They still have enough cricket players
to be
going
around. 1 in 200 people died. Okay, what was the population of England then?
Probably like
30, 40 million maybe.
Check.
Jody, you check how many people, how many men England lost in the Second World War, and I'll check the population.
This is an outrageously stupid.
No, this is actually good podcasting. If you don't like it, you can go watch Jamie Lang talk about his new wedding he's got coming up. Okay, so I'll go 50 million. There we go. How many men died in the Second World War? It's in British men.
880,000 British forces died. 6% of the adult male population.
Yeah. So I think, maybe you shouldn't come here and beat us at cricket straight after that.
Okay.
Do you want to organise a little football game in Syria, Bobby? When we go win 25-0.
Today?
No, with our English national football team. Not us. That's the equivalent of this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not nice.
What should they have done?
Well, they weren't playing our best, were they?
They should.
Because the thing is all the men over 50 probably died in World War One. So all the men under 50 died in World War Two.
There was no
men.
Who
are you left with?
How did we get here then?
You're
left
with cucks and people unfit to fight. So disabled people. So really, they came here and beat disabled people in a record win.
There were men left. It was 6% of the population.
None.
That's 94% left.
There was absolutely none. Jody would have been the most eligible bachelor in the UK in 1948.
That reminds me of a story this week. A Dutch court has banned a man from donating any more of his sperm after he fathered at least 550 children in the Netherlands and other countries and misled prospective parents about the number of offspring he could help.
Why is that a problem, though?
Because the siblings fuck each other accidentally.
Yeah, but he's just throwing it out there in the world and
seeing
what
happens. And the thing is, with genetic sexual attraction, if you meet someone you're related to, you don't know you're related to them.
Is that true?
There's an issue where you're like,
oh my God.
There's a thing, because you're like, I've never met,
Yeah, and this is a connection.
That's a game show. You track down people who are related together, don't know they're related, and go, you're related.
Just ruin their lives. I think it would be pretty hard to track them down.
Or prank show.
What?
You tell a couple.
That they're related.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Tell them they're...
That'd be so funny.
Tell them they're brother and sister.
Yeah, we pretend to be from a BBC show. It's a bit like Who Do You Think You Are, but Who Do You Think You're With? Yeah. And we turn up and go, that's your second cousin.
Yeah.
Who Do You Think You're With is a great title for a show where one of the spouses is a criminal but hasn't told the other.
Yeah.
So you just say, listen, so they did 7 to 10 for robbery.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think you're with?
Yeah.
There's a porn clip where they take a girl to a glory hole and they take the boy to the glory hole.
The sister
blows her brother and then they reveal
is this
it
real?
And they're both immediately sick. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? There's a porn clip. Something you watch this morning. Jody, it's a glory. That's abuse.
It's also clearly not real, Jody.
Physically sick.
Jody, it's not real. It's a joke.
So how are these guys? Where's the stepdad when the stepmom's
away? They're just actors. They're not actually brother and sister, Jody. Did you watch it and think they were actually brother and sister?
Yeah, of course they are. You see their birth certificates and their driving licenses and their passports. It's all confirmed and, real.
Jody has to see proof before he gets
it's
up
good
to
it. Know
it.
It's good to find out a little window into what Jody's jerking off to when you can't find live bait.
Oh, my God. Voice of America. Does anyone know what that is?
It's a voice of someone from America.
Don't be silly. Real answers only, please. None of your jokes.
Early podcast, a radio show, no?
No, it's a state-owned news network, an international radio broadcast of the United States of America.
Yeah, radio.
You idiots.
Radio, that's what I said.
That's not what you said.
I said early podcast radio show.
Stop being disgusting, Jody. It's the largest and oldest US-funded international podcast.
Jody's going to be like, I was listening to some audio porn the other day. with actually people who were born in 1948. They were very elderly. And
why do they need the glory hole? So they already know each other.
The reason. They don't know. Yeah.
The whole point is the sister blows the guy and then finds out
it's a long-lost relative.
No.
But then why do they need the glory hole? Why don't they just go, you two blow each other?
No, because the idea is she doesn't know who's behind the glory hole. She just sees a dick come through.
Yeah. Sucks she the doesn't dick, know him.
Fred, you're not understanding. Okay.
You're not explaining it.
The dick. The woman's sitting in here, right? A dick comes through the hole.
I understand what the glory
hole is. Just hear me out. The dick comes through the hole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She sucks the dick. The dick comes in her mouth.
Yes.
Then it is revealed the dick she just sucked was her brother's dick, and they both puke.
And she's met her brother before. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. But then, I thought it was like long lost, and I go, why do you even need the glory hole?
But the point of a glory hole is no, you don't know who's on the
other
side. Yeah,
of course, I know what a glory hole is.
He didn't say long lost.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant, is that at the end, because we were, why it got confusing, because we were talking about tracking down people related, and that's what it was. I thought they didn't know.
No, the point of the glory hole.
Yes, in which case I was going, why would they need a glory hole if they didn't know each other?
That's not a... Listen, what your point also makes
Thank
sense,
Thank you
Fred.
Very much. So anyway, Voice of America... Audio porn with old people gets banned by the... They begin to jam it in the Soviet Union. Why? Because they hate freedom.
That's true.
That is true. So this is the start of the shutout. The Iron Curtain.
Cool name.
It is a cool name. But they stop. So America, basically, what they America do is they've had this...
The America?
The Americas...
You said the America.
The America. That's what I call it. I respect them so much.
You.
Because I love freedom.
So you call it the America.
I call it the America because it deserves that. What they do is they pump this radio station into countries. They pay loads of money to pump it into countries because it's basically like soft power, I think it's called.
Yeah.
You know when they like...
Well, you just probably...
Movies, everything. It's just, and you just throw it in. And Russia just went, I'm... Not because probably they're going, another sunny day in America. Thank God we don't live in the shit Soviet Union right now. And they're like, actually, we're trying to fucking keep these people in a state of terror and fear, but also try and make them think there's no other better alternative than Stalin. Because otherwise...
Actually, that's a better way to live, though. Like, in general, don't you think you'd be happier? Imagine you didn't know there was rich people. So if you didn't know, life could be any better. You had no concept that your life could be better. Or you had no concept that there's some people who work less hard than you.
But if I didn't know there was other podcasts.
Yes. Imagine I thought
this level of treatment I receive, the back and forth.
Shut up.
Was the height
you
of how good
this.
It could get. Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
That is better.
that is it. Yeah.
It would be better to be on a podcast and think it's the best part.
I'd be like, everyone's co-host passes out 5 minutes in and then shouts at him when he wakes up.
I just had a bit of narcolepsy hit me. Just a sleep issue for a second.
But yeah, so they just pump it out. They get an audience of approximately 326 mil per show. Kind of our numbers in a way. And... It's seen by many listeners as having a positive impact, while others see it as American propaganda. Because who are the ones who see it as a positive impact?
The CIA.
Yes, exactly. But they've put it so many places. I'm not going to read all of them out. It's also been translated into Mandarin, Haitian, Georgian, Indonesian. So they just Kurdish.
I don't think the people of Haiti really need they know
American propaganda.
Like, the people of Haiti know they want to go to America. Like you don't need to.
Yeah. I think they kind of like know who they're going to attack next. Is when James Bond starts like making their villains a certain ethnicity. You go, oh, that's where we're going next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think this is like that because apparently even before Pearl Harbor, they started being like, "Fuck Japan." Am I right? You know?
Yeah, you never hear about what America did to Japan.
I like this though. When broadcasting was just to like corrupt minds and stuff, now it's just fucking boring, isn't it?
Again, keep selling the podcast.
I like our podcast. I just mean the listeners agree with me because they hate all the other trash like I do. They've had enough of it. No, sorry. My Instagram feed is just full of like reality TV stars
That's
talking about mental
health.
That's
because you hate watched one of them.
Yeah.
Stop
and then you hate watched
another.
Oh,
Jody, don't tell me to live a healthy life.
Red, stop. Chody, neither you or Red can tell anyone to be healthy. Unless it's like a junkie on the street.
He's full of sauce today. You're dieting. I don't know what's going on. Very strange.
I'd like an iron curtain for this room.
Yeah? Well, yeah. So we'd have to see you eat a banana every day.
Or to keep out the noise of Bobby's baby and dog.
The limited curtain we use, you have to block out other enemies before we can block each other out. Unfortunately, we're all banned together on this fucking sinking raft.
In our nation.
Jody's drinking salt water. Bobby's going delirious.
Jody drugged me. I genuinely think Jody drugged me.
But yeah, that was a kind of start. And like, because after Second World War, because, you know, everyone goes, oh, Russia helped out in this. And they did. They didn't mean to. They initially carved up Poland with Hitler, you know? It's only because he attacked them that they had an...
Well, that's the only reason America got in, because they got attacked.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
How can you yeah but that?
Well, the difference is they didn't make a pact with the Nazis.
Before.
So that's the yeah but, is they didn't, they weren't a team with them.
Yeah.
They weren't like, you take that, we'll take this, and whatever, you know, we'll make a deal. So Hitler, like, fucked it there. But I think this, then until what? The Berlin Wall came down in 1989, year I was born.
Coincidence?
I think not.
I think so. And that's how we're going to end today.
I don't think so. Let's tie it up. Gandhi, Berlin Wall, what does that mean? Me.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Freedom, bravery,
Jesus.
And content.
Jesus, you're the person to bring peace
Jesus
to the earth.
Jesus was born on 25th of December.
I mean, you're bringing peace to the earth. Berlin Wall, Gandhi.
We don't need Jesus in it. We're doing.
Okay,
we're tying up
about
the days and the year.
I'm trying to give you
fuck
a compliment
sake.
And build your ego.
Look, I was going to end this so well, but yet again, I've been stopped. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Spencer, Matthew, and...
Christopher.
For being
our
super genius podcast.
And to all other patrons and our regular listeners. Tune into our Patreon episode where I'm going to go wash my face before we record it so I'm awake. Thank you.
Listen to our Patreon episode where we have secrets and lies from Jody Vandenberg. You'll see what I mean after the break.
After the break?
I don't know.
What?
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody, and also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.